Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's Friday, people. Bang, there it is. The end of another week. I'm exhausted.
Are you really?
I'm spent. I gave it my all this week.
You just gave it everything.
I just kept coming.
But you still look good.
I was a trooper.
Yeah.
You got heaps of energy, haven't you?
Well, ask me in an hour.
I will.
We'll see how we go. Big show today. Kitty Flanagan, friend of the show, is back on deck.
Brilliant news.
She is
a
very funny lady.
Yeah.
Stroke woman.
Yes. Well, don't say stroke around any women, please.
All right.
Don't need that.
Stand corrected.
Okay, hey.
She'll be in. I can't wait. She was very funny the other day on Have You Been Paying Attention to the first half.
She's great.
Very good.
When you're on it.
Well, I was pretty good too.
Hey, I love Clown of the Week.
Oh, good Lord.
I've got
bursting at the seams this week.
Absolutely. I've got an amazing Charlie Sheen story for you, but you'll only know it if you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay, you've piqued my interest. Does he turn up on an episode?
His ex-wife does, so we'll hear about that.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Cannot wait. You've discovered a new dating app, Jane Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Do I talk about it now?
Well, tell us, but just
all right, just to prick your interest, it's a dating app, Dave.
Yes.
Only for people who went to private school.
That's not me.
It's called Toffee.
Oh, see, it's doing its job already. it's weeding out the riffraff.
You have to say, and they've got to pass it legitimately. You can't make up like Cotswolds High or something. Cotswolds College.
I don't know whether you can say that on radio.
Right.
How dare you.
Hey, we're going to have a look at a Virat Kohli ad, which makes us laugh. We've got the weekend review. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to wade through.
There
but I suppose we should start with congratulations to Dangerous Dave over here.
Dave, we got a special memo that just came across our desk.
I believe
before.
It went out, yeah.
What is this? What's
Dave,
it say?
Share it.
Oh, boy, it's.
Look at him. Oh, he's gone all red.
No, I've been approached by management here at the radio station to ask whether I would become the brand new host of a syndicated radio show, which is called My Generation, which I'm very thrilled because Ugly Phil is leaving to go to the UK.
We all love Ugly
Phil.
Or
he was pushed.
No, he was not pushed.
What have you done to Ugly Phil?
Phil knows how much I respect and love his work.
As we all do.
Yeah.
So it's just a pity you've got to turn it down, really.
No, I'm going to do it.
Are you leaving us?
No, I'm doing it in conjunction with the show.
You haven't consulted us.
This is how I'm finding out.
Guys, he's sitting here stroking a white cat.
I
can see him. He's got his feet up. He's smoking a cigar. Look at him.
Hey, as a young kid listening to the radio, I've always been a radio fan, even growing up, and I'd listen to these syndicate, Take 40 Australia, American Top 40, and Shadow Stevens, and all these, Rick D's, and all these shows.
So Barry
Bissell, absolute legend. Roxette as well, with Kevin Hillier.
I remember Roxette.
So all these shows I used to listen to, and now that I'm a part of it, I'm absolutely thrilled.
We're chuffed and thrilled for you.
Look at him.
More stations than Kennedy Mullins.
Can I say something?
I beg your pardon.
You've changed.
I have not.
You have changed.
I'm still the same humble, adorable broadcaster I've always been.
Giant knob from Shepparton.
Hey, what does Mrs. Dangerous say? Is she happy about it?
Did she get consulted?
I haven't even told her yet.
You're hiding things already.
She'll be excited.
Break it to her while you're lying back on the tempo.
I will, on the mattress.
Don't you turn into a showbiz asshole.
As if I would.
How many stations are you on?
70. Feature.
More than us.
Hey, by the way, I spoke with Jimmy Barnes earlier today.
Thanks for squeezing us in. thanks for swinging by the studio. And what did you ask him in the
really interesting question?
Like, give me one.
We spoke about Working Class Man. You know that iconic video where he's in the cane field?
I know all about it.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Okay.
Yeah,
I asked him about filming it. Like, were you close to getting, burnt? And he was saying how it blew up so quick, the flames. He said, as I'm doing the video clip, all the rats, mice and snakes come out of the cane fields as he's recording the video clip. I thought that was pretty interesting. Not a bad question.
Not a bad one.
Yeah.
Talking about
the 17th album it is.
Boring. It's about time I tuned out.
Can we
so
go
what
back
are you,
like,
going to do next?
Do you talk about East?
Well, it's the 40. It's the anniversary coming up this month.
East, circus animals. She's a good animal.
I know. Have breakfast at Sweethearts.
Ask so, me something. Ask me a question.
What was it like winning a...
Oh, I know. You did your show last night.
Oh, yeah.
Front Bar, that rated its socks
biggest
off.
Biggest rating show
Thank you.
In the history of the show.
Well, it was very good. And credit to Michael Long and all the interest around
the Indigenous
round, which is such a good thing. So hey. Many great highlights.
Oh, man.
I think you... I've got two showbiz assholes now. Good Lord. Yeah. Ask me how my washing and ironing is today, will you?
Well, I have it on good authority. You may be presenting something at the Logies. That's what I heard today.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Well, with you.
I'll be
and
watching.
I'm locking
I'll
it in
be watching.
Now.
I'll be watching. Good luck with that.
Yes,
do you know
well,
what your category is? Or
do you know what yours is? Don't you do this to me because I just won't turn up. That's as simple as that. If you don't do it with me, I will not be there. And then you'll be
Danger
left.
Danger, go.
You'll be left to do it. I'll tell you who you'll do it with. You'll do it with Georgie Gardner. And she'll be so furious with you that she'll trip you up or do something to completely embarrass you, as she should.
You are a mean, mean person.
I'm encouraging it from afar.
What time's your new show on, Dave?
It's various stations have different times, but I'll be on in a couple of weeks. So a couple of more weeks of Phil, then I'll
and
be
And what does it do?
It's my generation. So it's look back at, music of the decades and current news and pop culture.
The music we play.
Yeah,
surely.
Pretty much. I can't
That's
wait.
That's what this station plays, my generation.
I'll keep you in the loop.
Well, thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Remember me?
Yeah.
When you...
Would have been nice to have been consulted, but then I'm
All right. Well, you can make a special cameo or something. We could have a special show with you.
That's right. We can come and work for you.
Sure,
That's
thanks.
Right. Are you listening to this?
So appealing.
Push a button, Dave.
All right. Clown of the week coming
well done,
up.
Dave.
Thanks, guys. Thanks to HSV, the Chevrolet Silverado does everything big, very big.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Let's start with Nick Kyrgios.
Why not?
He could well take the chockies this year for Clown of the Year.
It's a weekly event now, isn't it? Last week he threw a chair across the court.
He went nuts. He went bonkers.
He went bonkers. This time he slagged off the French Open.
He's been caught slagging off the French Open on his way to France. And slagging off is the French's job, generally. They're pretty good at turning their nose up at just about everything.
But he didn't do it in just sort of a way where it was sort of surreptitious or anything. He's put it on Instagram. He's said it.
He's posted it. Let's have a listen.
The fact that I'm here right now and then I have to go to Paris in like a couple of days is like, French Open sucks compared to this place. Sucks. Absolutely sucks.
Yeah. Oh, you poor, poor man. Having to go to Paris to play international
terrible.
Sport and represent your country.
Oh, gotta go all the way to Paris.
Oh, that's terrible.
You have to drag yourself there occasionally.
Oh, you know.
It's never fun for you either, is it?
Nah.
Especially in
Drinking
winter.
Drinking champagne at
Not
breakfast.
Not many strawberries in winter, but it's very good time for oysters in winter. Yeah, it's the best time.
All right. Okay. I should play doubles with Nick Kyrgios. Come on, Nick.
Yes.
That
Life's
is
not that
not
bad
on.
For you.
Okay.
Life's not that bad.
I
oh, God, I've got to go to France and earn lots of money.
Oh.
This is where if you've got kids, you know, teenagers, they're acting up a bit, you go, mate, you know what?
Do you think he'll go
better
up one
about
day?
Yourself?
Do you reckon that's – do you reckon one day he'll just go
– No.
You know what?
A leopard cannot change his spots.
I was such a dick when I was
–
Although you had –
Jeez, you could. What a mob. All right, let's go.
Celine Dion, I'm going for.
What's he done?
Celine Dion, well, I agree.
Well,
I don't know what
stop.
You've got for, but I'll go with
James
it.
Corden's show's back after they must have a season break in
Another
the US.
Stupid car, what is it?
Carpool
car crash karaoke.
Yeah, everybody's gone bonkers.
It'd be good if the car crashed while she was doing hers.
Everybody's
like had a head on with a bus.
That's awful.
Well, it's highly likely it could happen. Everyone is ecstatic because she's the queen, and they've all been waiting for her to do one. I didn't think it was awesome. That's just me. I thought she was trying too hard.
Right.
Well, one of the worst things she did was a rendition of this song.
I feel like there's no song on earth that you couldn't make dramatic.
I can make something funny dramatic.
Like, do you know, do you know this song, Baby Shark?
Yeah.
Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark. I thought we were going to get a chest bump there.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do. Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do. Baby shark.
People will be thinking the car alarm's gone off. What an unholy din.
I don't think he enjoyed that. He was pretending to like it.
Right.
I could tell.
Did her husband die?
Yes.
He got off lightly.
Oh, God.
I think so.
We had a Mick Molloy version of Baby Shark.
Oh, remember. Did we?
Yeah, yeah.
Mick Molloy, do-do-do-do-do-do. Mick Molloy, do-do-do-do-do-do.
I like that.
For all the parents out there with kids in the car, this one's for you. Hey, kids, ask your dad to turn it up. Ask your mum to get you the single. Parents love this.
Dave, wait a minute. Shut up, Baby Shark.
Don't you know who he is, Baby Shark? He's the host of my generation. All right, enough.
We thought Nick Kyrgios was immature.
Oh,
that takes the cake.
Well, that's not bad. I didn't mind that. What? Could I do this? What about King Edward's the Seventh? For his sex chair.
What?
He's got a sex chair. It's for the elderly, portly gent. Hello. I'm right in the kidding zone for one of these. So
explain.
It's when you kind of, you need assistance while making love.
Because you're too lazy to have sex with someone.
It's kind of like a recliner rocker for...
You get everybody else to do all the work. Didn't they have the documentary makers explain in a British accent?
They do, and you can get two girls on this at one time.
Let's listen to him say it.
It's like a circus act.
It sounds better coming from
him. Someone to throw knives at you while you're doing it.
It does from you.
You can go on tour. Wait. All right, here it is. Here's it.
The sex chair that Bertie used, it's upholstered and it has arms, and it really takes a lot of imagination to try to figure out exactly where everybody would be going and at what time, and bearing in mind that he was very heavy at this point in his life.
Clearly, the intention was that a woman would lie on the lower one, woman would lie on the higher one with her feet in the stirrups, and then basically Edward could alternate between the two women as he saw fit.
What?
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Equal opportunity.
Why does it have to be two? Why can't people just do it with one person?
Excuse me, Jane. Birdie's doing all the heavy lifting. The girls are strapped in.
I don't think he's doing anything at all.
Birdie's going bonkers. Right? If this chair for sale for retail... I'll see you at IKEA. Oh. I will assemble
this. I told you
this.
There's a sex chair museum in Prague. What's going on in Prague?
Wow.
That's what I want to know.
What kind of chairs do they have?
It's terrible.
You wouldn't be sitting on any of those.
No. Oh, you'd want to have the upholstery.
Sex bean bag. Sex banana lounge.
You want to have that special spray you put on. Okay. You know?
Hey, listen, we're going to take your calls. 1-3-3-5-3. Clown of the week. Get involved. Come on.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week.
1-3-3-5-3. If you want to get involved, we've got plenty of callers on the line. We'll get to them in just a moment. Jane, you've got someone you want to...
Well, there was a bit of brouhaha with a gentleman.
Qantas.
He wants to clown Qantas.
And you want to clown Qantas?
No, I don't. I don't want to.
What's your problem? Yeah.
Because I don't think that they did anything wrong. I'm clowning him.
I agree with you. So he thinks he's been fat shamed, but he was sitting in an exit aisle. And
if you're in an exit aisle, you can't wear belt extender. Yeah. He had one on because he was large. And have we got some word for him?
Out.
Yeah, have a listen.
I was just seeing everyone around me, you know, like looking to find out what was going on. What was very, you know, nerve-wracking.
Qantas says the Civil Aviation Safety Authority provides guidance on the appropriate criteria for passengers seated in exit rows. It says anyone who needs an extension seatbelt isn't permitted to sit there.
Well, that's the rules from CASA.
Right, that's it.
That's not Qantas. That's the aviation rules.
Done.
And I think he was offended by perhaps... The flight attendant's attitude was a bit snide and a bit uppity maybe, and didn't, you know, said, why don't you buy two seats next
time? Don't get between me and the exit door.
Right.
If you're, you know.
But you were a bit rude, I have
pardon?
To say.
To who?
To the flight attendants of Qantas. Yeah. And I would like to apologise.
What did I say?
I've got the audio if you wanted to hear what he said. I mean.
What did I say?
Have a listen.
When I'm watching a safety demonstration by an 85-year-old woman on the flight to LA, I often wonder how handy she's going to be in a case of a crisis. I mean, let's be honest.
How handy are you going to be when you've had 87 beers on a flight?
Yeah, but I'm not working there.
You're still got to get out of the plane somehow in some orderly fashion.
How are they
got
to shift you?
Why am I putting my tray up?
Oh, well, you know what? You know why you have seatbelts on? Because when the plane crashes, they can find the bodies. It's easier to identify.
I always move around. When I get on a plane now, I look around the cabin trying to work out who I'm going to use.
Get your beady eyes off me.
Look at the Bombone 22A.
Now, you really, that was disgraceful, and we've got a lot of friends in the industry.
I'm a huge fan of Qantas, and particularly the Chairman's Lounge, which I'd love to go into one day.
Mm. I don't think that's going to happen. I'll be in there before
you are.
They
have a weight limit in there. You have to step on the scales. Hey, mate, nothing against you or your weight. Good on you. Don't sit in the exit aisle.
Correct.
Thank you. It's a safety issue.
Now, let's go to some callers.
Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. Who do you want to clown, mate?
I want to clown a plasterer down at the peninsula region.
Yeah.
I'm fixing up my mum and dad's kitchen and there just needs to be a little bit of patching done.
Gotcha.
Yep. Mum and dad are nearly 80.
Yep.
This bloke's come around and quoted
$1,200. Oh,
good. Right. Okay, and that's over, is it, or...?
Well, the next quote was
$350. Oh, I hate that stuff. Like your shonky roofers.
He doesn't have an Irish accent, does he? You watch out for those Irishmen. They're ripping off the
olds.
Dad
put his wits on for 80, so he would have been all over the dodgy Irishman.
Good on you, Tim.
Thank you.
Praise on the elderly.
Nah. What's sick? Come on. Haven't you had a loo? Well, that's why you get a lot of people.
Time and a place for the elderly, and it's in the Qantas business class.
Come off it.
Hey, Reg.
Hey, Reg.
Hi, Jane. How you going?
I'm good.
Nothing for me, Reg.
I'd love to nominate Clive Palmer, please.
What for?
Securing one seat.
It's incredible,
it's
really.
Money,
$6 million bucks, not one seat. Did give all his preferences to Liberal, though, so may well be rewarded down the track.
I haven't seen much of him lately.
No, it's
what's
been
he
quiet.
Doing? Anyway. He's just laying low.
He's got asked to leave an exit row. All right, well done. Chris, what do you got, buddy?
I'd like to clown Sportsbet, please.
Oh, yes, and for what reason in particular?
Paying out on the election a bit prematurely.
$5.2 million it cost them.
Oh. I still find that extraordinary, that Sportsbet paid out before the election because they were assuming that the ALP would win.
Well, a couple of things. Firstly, reasonably good publicity in advance.
Yeah, true.
Possibly weren't expecting it to happen. Secondly, I think betting companies are reasonably confident they're going to get most of that back.
Mm.
I think
they'll do all right.
When they give
don't worry, I'm not saying boo hoo.
When they give the punters back their money, invariably they get it back.
What about the guy that put $1 million on Bill Shorten to win on the AFL to pay him? Oops.
Well, he won't get his money back.
No, he won't.
In a million years. Thanks, Reese.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who do you want to clown, mate?
I want to clown you, Mick.
What for?
You're a horrible Arnie joke.
There's been a few.
Yeah, which one?
Are you talking about on the show last night?
No, that was pretty bad too. The old, my back.
I did it earlier in the week on this show because it made me laugh.
Can you set up what happened for us?
Hmm. Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger was in South Africa. He was at a school gym. He was doing a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Some bozos come out of nowhere, flying, kicked him in the back.
Hmm.
And I came up with what I consider to be a world's best practice joke. Oh, one of the greats.
So humble of
you. And was first there. And I tried it on the front bar last night. And I feel it didn't quite get what it, what it deserved.
Can
listen.
Can we hear it?
I'd like to
here we go.
I'd like to wager that Arnie's bark is bark. I get stuck. My bark. My bark will be bark. Please. I got kicked in the bark.
Oh, no.
But I'll be bark.
If Michael Long's still in the building, come back now, Longy.
Longy, come on, bark. Come on,
mate. That is unbelievable.
You can say you were there that night.
he's, no, you
can I have that?
No, you can't have it.
Why not?
Jeez, you slump.
I believe that was your first groan from the audience.
Yeah, I thought they were very rude. I think they were a dim crowd.
Oh, come on.
I think a lot of the more cerebral stuff went over there.
Oh, all right.
Hey, time for a break. Yeah. But we'll be back.
More clown after this.
We'll
don't you
back
do that again.
With some more
Stop
clown.
It. No.
I will clown
That's
you.
That's enough.
Who I am. I will be back.
The master of so many accents.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan soon clown of the week now, Kennedy Malloy.
I'm quite a discerning person, particularly when it comes to viewing television shows. I know you know.
Very good Lord. You'll watch anything. Anything with the word paradise or island.
Yeah.
Or marriage. Yeah.
Or housewife.
Housewife. Yeah. In it, and you're on.
Well, I do have a penchant for the franchise.
What's your favourite franchise? If you had to choose one, if someone said you can only watch Housewives of such and such, what would you go
Beverly
with?
Hills. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
What separates them from the rest?
I just think they fight the best.
Right.
They've got...
it's a lavish lifestyle.
They really have the most lavish because they live in Hollywood and they're actually rich. There's a lot of these housewives
Susan
who
Hannaford
are not
on
very
it?
Rich. No.
Kitty from
but
the
she
Sullivans?
She should be.
She would be great.
She'd be perfect in that big white house of hers.
Mm.
No, other housewives are a bit shady in their, you know, monetaries on the mattress.
Oh, okay.
And they go, is that really where you're living? Or they suddenly, you know, it's all a bit shady. Anyway. Yeah.
What about Atlanta?
Oh, I don't want that's a bit fierce. That's a bit too fierce for me, Joe. Those women are about to shoot each other every episode. Okay,
well, my favourite of that genre was Mob Wives.
Oh,
did you ever see that? They used to seriously, short of like shooting someone, another wife in the neck.
Yeah, that's true.
Man. That stuff used to go
They were hard, tough Man. Birds, mm-hmm. tough ones. So the current cast, it changes all the time, you see, when they sort of people get a bit sick of
bit
one
tired.
Housewife and they shush them up. Denise Richards has just joined the cast.
Now, how would I know Denise Richards from?
Well, she's a really pretty attractive girl. She was in, I'm not going to say she's in What's That American Pie, but she's like one of those birds that
Denise
was in.
Denise Richards.
Well, she was married to Charlie Sheen. Does that help?
Yeah, I know that, but I'm trying to work out what she was in because she was a, she.
Yeah,
there was a time
like.
When she was.
Oh, she's still gorgeous looking, but she's done a few hard yards, I'm saying.
What is, what's that mean?
What's that about?
I think she's been around the traps.
What? She's been out with Charlie Sheen.
Well,
that'll
correct.
Do it. That'll age 15 think, years.
Yes. And they had two daughters, right?
Together?
Yes. And their daughters are like 15 and 13 now. Anyway, Denise has married another man. And this is a very long way of getting to Clown of the Week, isn't it? She's married another guy who's a fitness trainer. They've just got married.
Right.
And she was reminiscing about Thanksgiving.
Right.
And she told this story about when she was married to Charlie.
Charlie came over for Thanksgiving for dinner a few years ago, and he had a hooker in the car in the driveway. And he's like, you know, was afraid to tell me, well, she's in the driveway. Is it okay? She's in the driveway. I'm like, I said, I'll set a f***ing plate. Even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner.
So Denise has set a place for Thanksgiving dinner for Charlie's hooker friend. But isn't that
That's
nice?
That's the spirit of Thanksgiving.
That is a good spirit
right
of Thanksgiving.
There,
but that sums it up a bit. I just thought, let's clown Charlie Sheen.
She was in Scary Movie 3 in Love Actually as well. Denise Richards.
Yes, and she's doing, she's having a go, and that's why she's in this.
Wild Things.
She said that her husband has the biggest...
There's a Bond girl, apparently, according to Karen. I can see...
Bond girl.
Well done, Karen. Thanks for your... Yeah. Input.
Oh, and Wild Things. She had that patch in Wild Things. That's a legendary lesbian kiss.
What about the hooker? What did the hooker go on today? Anything much? Hey, can I clown the guy? Well, I'm clowning the guy or his mates. The guy who woke up with no penis because he had a big night and his mates had chopped it off as a prank.
Hilarious.
Yeah, see... I think that's going a step too far.
Right. That's a pretty good
That's bite, terrible. Out. It's terrible. He felt a pain in his groin.
Looked down, there's nothing there. Rang up his mates and went, yeah, we chopped it off.
Mm.
It was. You should have been there. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. That's what made us think about.
He'll have to get one of those new bionic ones.
Oh, like that.
It's cracked a stiffy.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, well, I suppose it's Friday. Go your hardest.
Hey, oh, there's a hot bird.
You know what you need for those? There's special special
what
bathers.
What are they?
Special bathers for those.
Oh, by my Pornhub. Pornhub, if you what's your point?
Pornhub, if you Google it, have developed
a swimsuit
it's a boneless
that if you get a boner walking along the beach, it will hold things down for you.
It will.
So you can go for your life and no one will know.
Suppress, I think. Yeah.
Suppress.
They made an ad.
Did they? Let's have a listen.
Okay.
Is that Pornhub's bathing suit with the bonerless technology that everyone's been talking about? Dude, you bet they are.
I love them.
Oh, man, that's totally rad.
It's a very juvenile show today, isn't it?
Well,
that's all right. I don't mind that.
Couldn't care less.
Mm.
I like it down the shallow end of the pool.
Me too. I'm happy.
Feels good.
I'm very comfortable.
Me too. I think we're done here. When we come back, you found a dating app.
This is quite outrageous, and yet sounds appealing.
We'll get a few people out there quite angry.
Stick around for that.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
All right, coming up in the next hour, Kitty Flanagan, of course, Week in Review, so much more to get through. Okay, what do you got?
There's a new app that's come on that's just hit the press today, actually.
Right, what is it?
It's called Toffee.
Toffee, right, and...
This is the criteria. You have to have attended a private school. It's so disgraceful.
Oh, okay. Well, count me. This sounds like fun.
So now you went to a private school?
No, I went to a public school.
Oh, well, there you
go. Does a Catholic girl convent count?
It's working, remember. What was your school?
It was a convent.
Oh.
What was the school?
Genizano.
Oh, those Genizano girls. Oh. I just put in Genizano. Oh.
Yeah.
Come back. Ding, 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 ding.
I knew you were going to say something disparaging about my
No need for an app. just go down to your local.
Oh, you're so cliched.
Just go to any wine bar in the inner city Melbourne area. And wait till after 9 o'clock.
What eyebrow school then are you? We talking about
I beg your pardon?
Did you go to some grammar school or something?
No, I didn't. It was a special school. It's called the Peninsula School.
For what? Peninsula school for what? Yeah.
For
wayward boys.
Academically
challenged.
Bright. No, Jane. stop hanging fun on.
Okay, so here's the thing. We've got young James, who's 22, to go on Toffee.
Oh, he would have gone to a private school.
He's got a very dashing picture of himself.
Don't be bitter, Dave.
No, I'm sorry.
There are those who
there are some people you know
and
can't.
Those who didn't. Yeah. And you didn't. And,
Russell Crowe can't
you're lucky
go
to have
on
a
it.
Job here.
Russell Crowe's not.
Ah, well, bad luck, Rusty.
Yeah.
Ah, well.
There you go. There's less competition for
Who else would not be eligible?
I don't think Nicole Kidman did.
Really?
Oh, no, maybe Naomi Watts. There's a few people that are.
I've done your research, have you?
Oh, well, I've lost the piece of paper because I got so excited about it.
So do you have to take a picture in your school uniform? how do you prove that?
Well, it depends on how long ago. I mean, you're talking about was a very, very, very long time ago.
I'll turn up to the date in my school uniform. And with my school blazer on, with my school bag.
Yeah.
But now you want to get a route, don't you?
Okay.
I'm just saying, why would you do that?
Yes, I do.
You're not
with a real
young.
Stuck up kind of.
Oh, pompous, stuck up private school girl. and the problem is.
I've always wondered why you haven't introduced me to any of your friends. Because you, your circle, what
it is
you've
not
just
my
described.
Team.
You are.
No, there's a damn good reason that I have not introduced you to any of my friends.
Well, I'll go on the app then. What's it called? Toffee.
Toffee. Yeah. But there's another app, though. This is the one you should be going
What's
on.
What's this one?
It's called Raya.
Raya.
Please give us a call, anybody
who's
on Raya.
Is it for hotties? Is it an exclusive app for hotties?
It's an exclusive platform for people in creative industries, aka celebrities.
Oh, Mick.
It's a celebrity app.
Right,
and you have to be, recommended.
It'll be me and Toady from Neighbours vying for the same girls.
Ryan and you.
As a celebrity, we should give a list of names and we'll see if they qualify for a Raya or not.
No, well, this is the problem is, you know, there's people going on it in Australia, mostly influencers. Well,
I'm an influencer. I have 55,000 followers.
Sure that's an influencer.
I don't think it's sort of an influencer.
You might need 100,000.
I think you need
more.
To get 100 plus. Yeah. Anyway,
just saying.
Bless you.
Mate, but you don't have many followers, and you didn't go to a private school. I don't think this.
I'll shut my mouth.
This conversation has anything to do with you.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
You're not included.
Sorry.
Here. But if you go on Raya, there's.
I'll put me on it. I'm a celebrity.
Well, there's a fee.
I'm a celebrity. I am. Do you know what?
Would you go on this?
I am one of Australia's favourite sons, I would suggest.
Oh, so you say this.
No, no. I'll go on the one for National Treasures. Is there one for National Treasures?
Oh, it ages you a little.
Ruby Rose is on Raya, I've been told. Ruby Sharon Rose. Stone, Fred Durst, Terry Hatcher, Moby.
Moby. Yeah. Oh, Moby's full of it together, at the moment. Moby's fibbing about him dating Natalie Portman. That's creepy.
I interviewed Moby.
Oh, Jesus, Dave.
It always gets back to you.
Did you sit on the end of Moby's bed?
No, I did not.
Mickey, there's a fee for this app.
Do you know what about this? Here's the app I want. Okay. An app for hotties who've been to finishing school who go off like a firecracker in a sack. All the girls have to have that criterion. And me.
Well, what do the boys have?
Oh, well,
you're the only guy on it.
I've been to private school. Well, no, that's... What's that app? Can I go on that app?
Go on Raya. Yeah. I think you should. Surely there's got to be people we know. I wonder if Warnie's on it.
Yeah, got to be some Australian
women. Warnie will be on it.
Yes.
Could ring us up if you're on Raya. Yeah. If you're listening or if you know anyone who's on Raya.
We've got a caller. Is he on Raya?
Brad. Is he?
No,
he's a nobody.
Wishes he was.
He didn't even go to a private school.
What he's doing?
I like the private school app though. It'd be great.
I think it's pretty outrageous.
Don't tell you think it's funny?
No, I don't.
How do you prove it?
Because you have to say.
Put in your report cards.
You do.
Or take
before
a picture from your magazine.
I'm about to explain.
Keep it tight. How do you do it?
Please, Jane.
I'm listening.
Please.
Please, Jane. Please, Jane. Oh, I like that tone.
You go on it. And this is, come on,
you can't
microphone.
Do it.
Come on the microphone. Tell
okay,
us.
Whitney's as well.
Whitney's got information.
Did you go to a private school, Whitney?
For 2 years and then I voluntarily left.
Oh, gee, that's a jury's out on that one.
I have a girlfriend who's on Raya.
On Raya, yeah. What does she say?
And I've asked her who she's come across. So Niall Horan.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty big.
Joe Jonas was on Raya.
Mm-hmm. And he ended up with the Queen of Game of Thrones.
Who's
One Direction.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Who else?
What am I working with?
Yeah, so Joe Jonas, when it was first launched, not anymore, Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, yeah. Musician.
Yes. You don't know who Lupe Fiasco
is. Lupe Fiasco.
Interviewed Lupe, have
you? I have not.
What?
Daniel Cipriani, the famous soccer rugby player.
No, sure. Soccer, rugby?
I don't know.
Yep, keep dancing. Am I on there? Sorry, Warnie? Is Warnie there?
No, Warnie's not on there. I'm just reading as I go.
Right.
Well, read
she
it
She said
out.
There was effing heaps of people.
But the problem is...
Has she got a route on it?
The problem is they're all overseas. So you can be on Raya here.
There's some local talent here that I won't name.
Name them. Oh, maybe not.
Oh. All right, this segment's over. Kitty Flanagan's on it, I just saw it.
Kitty Flanagan's name. Oh, she's going to join us in just a moment.
Kitty.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I'm pretty tired, actually, I've got to say.
Why are you tired? You did your television show last night.
I did the television show and went home because I had to tape Game of Thrones.
What are you up to?
Episode 4, season 1. So, don't spoil it. I know you've seen it.
You've seen the last episode, you galoot.
Yeah, I watched the last, but that's like going to the last page of a novel and then going, oh, that sounds good, I better read it.
So disturbing.
So I'm up to episode 4, season 1.
What do you think?
Well, the dwarves in the brothel going cocoa bananas.
Tyrion.
He'll
spend a lot of time in brothels, you'll find.
That's not a bad gig.
Mm.
He's just drinking wine out of goblets. And,
yes, he
and
is. Well, the goblet drinking,
is
the wine
large
drinking.
Sausage.
Hang on.
What's happening?
Careful.
Well, that's what he's doing.
It's afternoon.
Jamie's getting a fake hand.
Made of iron, I'll have you know. Iron hand.
Coming handy, wouldn't it?
It's because he killed a king. No, you wouldn't know that.
Yes, no, they do. That's what they call the King Slayer.
Oh, well done.
Daenerys, she's on her march to a marine.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking forward to
sat down and watched this?
No, it's very exciting. Don't ruin episode 5 for me.
Are you going to do that? This is what your weekend is it? Yeah. You're going to watch episode 5 and 6? Why don't you binge?
I'm not going to binge. I might do 2.
All right.
I might do 2 episodes over the weekend. Right.
Look forward to hearing your synopsis on
Monday.
Oh,
me too, so much.
Joffrey's gone nuts. Joffrey's really cracked at Jamie.
Oh, well,
and
fair
is saying, hey, you were crap swordsman.
Oh, people are captivated by the summary, you know.
Anyway, don't ruin it for me.
Okay. All right, Kitty Flanagan next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, here we go, the big final hour of the week, and then it's knock-off time, Woo-hoo. My favourite time of any given
I can
week.
Tell.
Friday,
you're
knock-off
raring
drinks,
to go.
As good as it gets. We got the sound effect there?
Of your...
my bionic penis.
Oh, please. I think you're peaking a bit early. It's only 5 o'clock.
Straighten up. We have a guest in the studio.
We do. And we've got lots to get through still.
We're going
to
do a weekend review. We're going to play some ads.
We've got some ads that sportsmen have done very poorly, in my opinion.
And that's always to our great amusement. But we'll start at the top with this woman.
We love watching Kitty Flanagan on Have You Been Paying Attention? Because she always makes us laugh.
Prince Philip's nickname for Queen Elizabeth has finally been revealed.
I want it to be Her Majesty, but I don't
But then, just occasionally, her answers also give us an insight into Kitty's home life.
Peanut stew. Who hasn't come home a bit pissed? You go to the cupboard, I've got a can of tomatoes, some peanuts, that'll do. Peanut stew. Whatever's in around at Kitty's house.
I love the little windows into Kitty's life. Drunk out of her mind, eating peanut stew.
Kitty, still single?
Please welcome back to the show, Kitty Flanagan.
Hello, Kitty.
Thank you. I got that one out of Jane's cookbook.
Oh, how dare you. I actually heard my voice on that episode. I was just saying, you like a bit of a cook, don't you, Kitty?
Have you ever won? Have you been paying attention?
Maybe I won the pilot and then I didn't do it again for 2 years.
So you were on the pilot and this was, how long ago would that be now?
Is that probably,
6 years?
6 years.
6 or so. And then you went missing in action. What happened?
I was really worried that I'd wrecked the pilot. we kept coming up with excuses as to why I couldn't do it. And eventually my manager said, you're just going to have to tell them that you don't want to do it or go on it. And I went, okay, I'll just go on it.
Very good.
Because I understand, going on television is something that you either really want to do or don't want to do.
Well, I did want to do it, but I was convinced I had ruined the pilot.
No, you hadn't.
In the ad break.
Right.
I know, well, I should have known because, I mean, the show got up.
Yes.
That's right.
But I did have a history.
It's a good sign, usually.
I had a history of doing pilots
and
then not being on the show. Like, I was on the pilot of Mock the Week in London. I was on the pilot of 8 out of 10 Cats. You've never seen me again on those shows.
Is that why you moved home, is it?
Yeah, so I thought I'll come home and start wrecking pilots here as well.
How different is it doing television in the UK than doing television here?
Well, I'm allowed on television here, so it's pretty different.
But is it more, you know, I mean, when we do shows and we've done shows together, they're pretty low-key and relaxed. Is it a different vibe when you do it for BBC or something like that?
I think they take longer in the UK. They will film, you know, 3 hours. That's why, like, they get a brilliant 40 minutes. We'll film an hour and 10 and show you an hour and 9 of it.
Yeah, right. You know? Yes, so, it's pretty tight.
Yeah, they do film a lot.
Hey, you've been filming Utopia. That's in the bag.
Yes.
I understand. What? Tell us all about it and tell us the cliffhanger.
Spoiler.
Well,
no, spoiler
alert. The best thing was this year, I don't even know how it was possible, but I got to be even ruder than in all other seasons.
All right, you got me. I'll be tuning in for that.
It's very nice to, a couple of times in my very brief acting career, I've played sort of unpleasant women, and it's so much fun.
How fun is it? It's just
it's
the best.
It's not a stretch, that way.
I knew you were going to say something like that.
But that's true as well. But it's the fact that you get to play a character that says everything you would want to say
Correct.
In real life, but you're not allowed to. I just adore
That's right.
It.
Now,
just quickly, Jane, with Utopia, do you get bombarded? Because I've seen some of the people in this show, Limo and Rob and even yourself, Jane, people who all come and go, oh, I've got something for you for Utopia. Are you constantly being pitched ideas?
People always tell me that they've got a Rhonda in their office.
Right. Yes,
and I always say,
lot.
If you don't have a Rhonda in your office, you're the Rhonda.
When is this on? When can we expect to see
look,
that?
I think it's the second half of the year.
You guys are so lazy. What does it take?
We're hoping that things haven't changed too drastically with the new government.
Maybe the ABC will be gone.
That's right.
Now, you can watch it
still
online.
Exist.
Do you go to a private? Did you go to a private school?
I went.
Would you qualify for the Toffee app? Which
I don't think
for,
I heard about this.
I don't think I would. I think I'd be on the other one. The sort of the cheap Catholic school app.
Oh, well, that's the one where so if you went to the I think Catholic schools do count. I did look.
Do you?
Well, no.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't.
Looking at the clientele at my school compared to the, you know, fancy pants schools down the road.
I know.
I don't think anyone wants us on
we
that.
Had real.
I think all the lads like to have the Catholic school girls on board.
So they said. Don't worry, they liked also the toffee girls, didn't they? I mean, I know because I grew up around a lot of toffee girls.
Yeah, I thought it might be good to have one for the Steiner kids. Except it would just be on a slate with a crayon. It wouldn't actually be on technology because they're not allowed any screen time.
All right, hold that thought. When we get back, I believe you're now living on your own in a foreign city. We're going to get to the bottom of that.
Kitty Flanagan with us, Kennedy
exotic.
Malloy.
You have to say on your own.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan in studio. By the way, Kitty's show, Smashing, is heading all around the country for our Toowoomba listeners.
Oh, it is
at
soon.
The Empire Theatre. That's next week.
Yes.
Also,
Lord.
The Capital Theatre in Tamworth, Nowra and Canberra. Kittyflanagan.com for all the details.
Oh, all the hot spots.
When you get to Canberra, drop my name. Oh. I'm Canberra's favourite son.
Or not.
I know I am.
I heard you're Australia's favourite son. You're downgrading as we go.
Generically.
By the end, you're going to be Triple M's favourite son.
But I was born in Canberra, and so if you get any of their lists out, I'm pretty much top of the pops.
Everyone, yeah. Smashing. This will be so funny.
What do you know about Toowoomba? What do you know about Toowoomba?
Excellent garden festival and beautiful theatre. It's like a miniature state theatre. Beautiful theatre. Okay. And they are one of those theatres that has volunteers. Have you ever played one of those? Where they have the volunteers of the theatre who wear like little waistcoats. They're just old people.
Like ushers.
Yeah, but they're just old people who don't get paid. But there's always one of them called Ivy or something. Cool. She'll do your ironing. And then there's another one called Mabel who brings you a tin of homemade biscuits.
Oh,
I love those theatres.
This is gold.
Yeah.
So you've been around this country so many times. Like, you really know it better than anybody I know, which isn't, but I'm saying in a complimentary way.
Yeah, I don't know where to go in Melbourne, but if you want to go to a bar in Tamworth, I'm your girl.
And that's why you're so interesting.
You should put out, you should have like an app, like a travel app.
Yeah.
So when you get people are getting to town,
best coffee.
I need a coffee, a lunch, I want a bowl of pasta.
But the trick is to keep it like not as an app. You have to keep it like as a secret book that I can just give to people who are in the industry. Because otherwise everyone's going to go there and wreck it.
Like Raya. Like a Raya.
Yes, you don't want too many celebrities.
Like, because you want to just be able to, go and get your coffee.
Now, you travel around the country a lot, but you've said you've just settled down and you're renting a house and you're finding it a bit daunting, is it? You've sort of regressed a little in your mind.
Look, I turned 50 recently and had a bit of everything used to be better when I was young, you know, my body was better and everything was better. And then I had to go and rent a house and I just went, nah, do you know what? It's heaps better being old and owning a house because renting has really taken me back to my youth. And they just treat you like rubbish when you go looking for a house. I've just been treated like I'm a criminal.
Good Lord. And you have to go through all this, you know,
so rigmarole. And also then the places that you go and look at, it's not like they tart them up to show you. Like if you're going to buy a house, they really tart it up.
Yeah. Put on the classical music.
Yeah. I went into
bake the bread, the coffee
put
smell.
Put the coffee on. I went into a house the other day and the guy said, look, we haven't had it cleaned yet. And I said, that's all right. I can look past that. Wow. Wow.
Maybe not look past it.
Okay, first bedroom, it was like that entire bedroom had been used as a litter tray. Like there was this weird sort of kibbly stuff all over the floor. Then I got to the second bedroom, a little bit curious, thinking, what was happening in that first bedroom? Then I think I found out.
What?
In the second bedroom, feathers everywhere. I think they were running a cockfighting ring. And the first like was like the waiting room for all the cocks, like in there scrabbling, you know, scrabbling around in that litter stuff. And the guy said to me, I think a pillow might have burst. And I went, oh, please.
Could you still see past it?
Pillow's been shot with a shotgun, if that's what's happened. I couldn't see past it.
Pillow's been shot with a shotgun.
It had not burst. No pillow burst like that. Feathers everywhere.
Crikey. And do you have to do things, you know, upkeep, and do you have agents coming around to visit your house when you don't want them?
They're always spying, and I feel like they've put the neighbours. It feels like you're in a communist country, you know, where they, like, get the neighbours to shop you if you do anything wrong. I just feel like I'm under the watch all the time. This is in Albert Park.
Oh,
I'm very nervous.
Terrible.
Are you sharing? Are you in a? It's not a. You're not labelling your food in the fridge or anything.
No,
are
I can't share.
Have you had any
dinner parties? That's one thing I can't do.
Have you had any people over? Have you had guests come and visit?
No. You're making me sound lonely now.
Well,
do you
might
share?
Be time.
Do you have dinner parties? Yeah, a lot of people come
friends?
Around for peanut stew.
One of your very finest dishes, too. Put that in a cookbook, Kit.
Oh, no, I find that fascinating because I understand we're renting at the moment and I haven't done that for many years since I was a student days.
The top and tailing around at your joint.
It's the bathroom. I share a bathroom with five males.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's bad, wow. Isn't it?
Hey.
Yeah. I keep trying to tell people that's bad.
Why is that so awkward? I don't understand why that makes
I just
it
feel
so.
Like the smell would
never
sister.
Leave with five right. people. Like you just never get enough air in there.
And you just can't get in there ever.
Like you throw a few urinal cakes around.
Oh.
And it's
you
like
know
it
what's really
happened.
Bad is when I was a kid, I really liked the smell of those truffles.
Did you? See, there's something that just you can't remember that's happened in your life.
I think maybe I heard them called trough lollies, and as a kid I was quite sugar addicted, and I think maybe I just always thought, oh, it's a lolly of some sort.
The good news is you'll be able to go on the road and you'll be able to leave your rented
Toowoomba.
Abode.
No, my house is really nice. It's just the situation. I'm just tense in there all the time. I'm not in
It'll
the cockfighting house.
It'll pass. And you really, I know
you're not in the cockfighting house.
No, I'm not in the cockfighting house.
Thank God I just had an image of you sitting there.
I don't want people stopping me in the street going, hey, I've got a rooster. I reckon he's a contender. Can I bring him over? I'm not in the cockfighting house.
Doesn't feel like you to me. No, not at all.
Well, we're very fortunate that you swung by today. What are your plans for the weekend? What's your highlight? What's your highlight?
I'm just going to
cooking another
cook,
stew.
Have some people over. Yeah.
Meet the neighbours.
Oh,
yeah,
sounds good.
The neighbours.
Have a housewarming.
KittyFlanagan.com for all the details of Kitty Show. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Great. It's Kitty Flanagan, by the way.
She's fantastic. Do we go to Toowoomba? We go to Toowoomba.
We do indeed.
What's our closest station up there?
Triple M in Toowoomba.
Triple M.
Leave for breakfast up there.
Get along.
864 Triple M.
Maybe Kitty and I could, maybe I could move in with Kitty for a while and just house share. I think we'd get on well in
that could be a reality show.
Actually, that would be fun.
In bunks.
In little not pajamas. And they have little pillow fights.
All right. Well, yes.
I hope Kitty's left the building. I'm sorry. It's Friday.
I approve. Hey, now, listen, I love sportsmen of all kinds. They come a cropper, though, sometimes when they attempt to do ads.
That's because that's not what they're best at doing.
I know, but it's obviously popular and it works. So when it goes slightly wrong, it's always a good laugh.
Who have you got?
There's one going around at the moment featuring Virat Kohli. Mm. And it's an ad for a pimple cream.
enough said.
Him and another Indian cricketer, and they sing the song.
Oh,
have a listen to the lyrics, okay. Which are off the charts. And this is in the finest tradition of your Bollywood classic.
Okay.
Hey, man, you're all set for tonight. Paint the town red, cause we're out, says so. But before you step out, dear bro, that pimple's gotta go, gotta go, gotta
bro,
go.
Bro, style dikhna chahiye, pimple nahi.
Himalaya Men Pimple Clear Neem Face Wash.
That pimple's gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
Looking good?
And loving it. Himalaya Men Pimple Clear Neem Face Wash.
See, completely uninhibited, unabashed to talk about
and
having
dancing
a pimple.
And they're singing.
That's because they were so happy to be on the telly doing the ad.
There's one lyric in there that goes, hey there, dude, you're looking real cool. And you just can't write that stuff. No. So.
We've got the video on Twitter, by the way.
We've got the video on Twitter.
By the way, they're not looking that cool.
And, I mean, look, a lot of sportsmen are trying to sing in the Bollywood style of come a cropper.
It's a great one, we know.
haven't they, Brett Lee?
I know I'm different, I'm not from here, I'm just another guy. With blonde hair, though, it's hard to hide, I think I caught your eye.
There you go. He should do an ad with Virat Kohli, and they should get together. And
they should.
That'd
be
a
great. Hey, we've got another one I know. It's someone who you're a great fan of, Roger Federer.
This is sportsman now doing
commercials.
Commercials, which are...
Federer's done a couple. He's done a really annoying Barilla ad where it's for pasta and they play Xorba the Greek, which does my head in every time.
So he's a Swiss guy advertising an Italian product, but with
Greek
music.
That'd be
just like him.
Yeah, the one that is the best, I think. It's the real intimate. It's the Federer we really get to know intimately.
Federer, he's one of the most... I put it to you, the most boring man.
Well, he's
on
not.
The face
I've told you.
Planet.
I told you I've spent a night with him. It started off as a conversation. Now it's a night.
Spent a night with Roger Federer.
Spent a night in his company. I met him privately.
Thank you, Linesman. Thank you, Ball Boys.
Hang on.
What happened?
As if I would.
You watch his wife. His wife is.
Listen,
she'll get you.
We talked about having twins. We talked about, you know,
you and Rog.
That we both had twins.
Oh.
We talked about how much we like Moet champagne.
Oh, my God. Where was this?
It was, it might have been a Moet champagne special dinner, private dinner.
You know what? You constantly
I surprise you, don't I?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Anyway, we've got more in common than we thought. But I don't know if I would do a television commercial for jeans like this.
I could only think of
tennis, on the piano
nothing else when I first started. Once I began taking time for myself, that's when I truly started winning. My time off the court is just as important as my time on.
Rubbish.
Because tennis is just the beginning of my story. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting started.
Boring.
With Jane.
My life, my jeans. Authentic jeans with all-day comfort.
You giant knob.
Listen, I'm such a fan.
He's sitting at the piano in his jeans playing that.
Oh, don't. That's,
you'd love
don't
to be rolling around on it. Michelle Pfeiffer style. What am the I rolling Baker around Boys,
on? On top of the piano.
The grand piano.
Actually. I can see that.
So let's talk about cricketers now. So
there's a few other cricketers who've
Dave
done
Warner,
it.
Dave Warner, he did one.
This was a ripper.
And the timing of this, given certain charges being levelled, were not ideal.
Okay.
I'm generally away through the winter, so have the summer to hang out watching cartoons with the kids. The quality is always fantastic when you're watching through the OLED TV, and the thing that stood out for me was the blacks in the OLED really shows and distinguishes those colours very, very well. Oh, I love the OLED, and it's one of the things I look forward to when I come home is actually being able to sit on my couch in front of my OLED TV. Okay.
Yeah, plenty of time to do that. And by the way, that was him playing the guitar as well.
Oh, interesting. It was, and there's another. What about the great Mark Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
Every time. So we've only ever had this brand of air conditioner in our house because of Mark, because of Tubby.
If you're going to advertise Fujitsu, you should be able to say it.
That's what we love, Fujitsu. Hey, let's hear Tubby.
We've all got hidden talents. Take this Fujitsu air conditioner. Everyone thinks it just cools in summer, when actually it keeps your home warm
That's
and toasty in winter too. And it can be one of the cheapest ways to heat your home. How's that for hidden talent? Fujitsu, Australia's favourite air, hot and cold.
Very well hidden. That talent.
I don't think that was him actually playing that.
Who knows? Andrew Gaze was one of my favourites. He used to do breakfast cereals. And my favourite line was fruit, juice, and nuts. It's just the way he used to say it.
I remember that.
I don't think we've got that one, but we've got one from the Kellogg's collection.
Okay.
Played basketball without any air in the ball?
It doesn't bounce.
Right. And that's how you could feel in the morning if you don't have your breakfast. You can lose your bounce and start feeling flat and droopy. Ooh. Each morning, fill up on a complete breakfast of cereal, milk, toast, fruit, and juice. Because if you start the day with a nutritious breakfast, you're giving it your best shot.
This breakfast message was brought to you by Kellogg's.
Did he say starts the day droopy?
Starts the day droopy and flat.
I don't think that's how most guys start the day.
Whee! I'm back, baby!
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a great show today. Grab the podcast. That'll be up soon at kennedymalloy.com.au.
It's been a good week. Yes. I've been great.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
You're okay.
Me?
Dave. Mm. Well, you know what? You're spending too much time on other projects.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on. Right. What show do you work on?
Interviewing
This is my first
Barnsley.
Yeah.
No, we're very happy for
What's
you.
Another question you asked Barnsley?
Let me think. You recorded a John Lennon cover. Tell me about why.
Boring. I bet he didn't answer that.
What did you do? Buy a Fantail wrapper or something? You know, heard about preparation?
Let's hear how it's really done.
Next Friday, which is the release of his 17th studio album called My Criminal Record.
All right, well.
Hey, we might hear a bit of Barnsley in the Week in Review.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
So. Here it is.
A week of exposés on Kennedy Malloy. Lee Sales exposed the message the electorate had for Bill Shorten.
In 2016, he fell short. This time around has fallen even further short. We told you we didn't like this guy, and now we still don't like this guy. I was thinking of that, the Australian saying, don't let the door bang your bum on the way out.
Jane exposed her way of celebrating the Game of Thrones finale.
I had been saving a little bottle of... bottle of champagne.
That's not like you to be drinking in the middle of the day.
Oh, I was so excited. And as soon as the music started,
A And the guys both exposed their love for commercial spokespeople.
The Trivago girl has got a fugly fringe.
What?
You need another one.
Whatever, the Trivago girl was perfect.
No, they play around with her too much.
But I said perfect to get away for Dirty Weekend. She knows good, cheap hotels. Who's the Trivago girl? It's the Yui guy. You love the Yui.
I love him, but not like that.
What about the meerkat?
Did Mickey expose too much on Dave O'Neill's podcast?
Are you worried about anything?
Yeah.
I think you said about Jane or...
Is this like a Stefanovic Brothers call?
Yeah.
Am I the new Georgie Gardner?
Dave, you won't be happy.
And Dr. Chris Brown taught us that it's pretty hard for an emu to expose themselves.
Very hard to tell the difference between male and female emu. All their down below parts are tucked up above, but you can't see them.
It's not large, I'm guessing. You'd never hear the phrase hung like an emu.
But then Dr. Chris exposed the emu's true feelings.
The emu had come in from the bush and fallen in love with the male farmer and was going through an extensive courtship ritual.
It was a courtship ritual.
What did the emu do when he saw you, for God's sake?
It was competition, let me tell you.
It's dumped the farmer.
Jimmy Barnes exposed how busy his year is looking.
I'm writing another book. I want to make 3 records in this year. I reckon it'll be a Cultures record probably by the end of the year.
Oh, okay. Man.
He's Barnes, he's settled down.
It's funny, you know, when you're not recovering all the time.
Yeah.
it's just ridiculous how much spare time you've got. Why did I miss this, you know?
What's
you
that
know?
Big ball in the sky?
Is that the
sun?
Mick is finally being exposed to Game of Thrones. He's just started season 1.
Unbelievable, you know, it's all going on in the Dothraki Sea. And the wall, how big's the wall? That thing's huge.
Oh, my God.
How long's that been going on?
What happens when you're on a wall? What aren't you allowed to do?
Have sex.
Correct.
Especially with a relative.
And Dave O'Neill revealed that Glenn Robbins regularly likes to expose himself.
We were waiting for Peter Rosewarne to get to the house and I was having a nap in my underpants and singlet. There was a knock on the door.
What? Why don't you put a T-shirt on? And your pants?
I didn't have a T-shirt.
Your guys' trips away are weird, let me just say.
So I thought, I'd better answer the door. So I go and answer the door and Pete is there. He goes, oh, in your underpants. I didn't know, but behind me, Glenn had walked down the stairs taking his underpants and pants off, just standing there.
No. What is wrong? No.
He goes, come in, Pete. We're having fun.
Why would you answer the door in your underpants?
But the biggest expose this week, that King Edward VII, Dirty Birdie, had a sex chair.
A woman would lie on the lower one, woman would lie on the higher one with her feet in the stirrups. Edward could alternate between the two as he saw fit.
Going to put one of those in front of the telly.
Good God.
Yeah, you know
you
what
don't
to get
want
me
that.
For my birthday?
You don't want cufflinks?
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to the HSV Chevrolet Silverado. HSV.com.au to find your local dealer.
You're cold.
What?
You are cold. That's the last time we're going to say that. Because our sponsorship of HSV Chevrolet Silverado is coming to an end. And
you guys, I hope you weren't saying that already. It's too soon.
You know I get attached.
I know you do.
But the last 4 weeks have been special.
Yeah.
I feel close to this utility vehicle stroke truck, the biggest of its kind, the Bohemoth.
Yeah, yeah.
The king of the world!
Mick, do you remember the day that we met with everyone from the company?
The guys came in.
They came in and we had cheese and biscuits.
Couches.
Yep.
And we had a drink. We went down the front.
And we went to saw.
It was the first time.
We'd seen it together. It was,
you know, love at first sight.
It was.
When I clapped the peepers on the Chevrolet out the front, I said, oh, you will be mine. One day, you will be mine. The greatest utility vehicle.
You helped me get up into the cabin and I sat there on the beautiful leather seats. I had that new car smell and I looked at the dash and I looked at the steering wheel.
And I remember my bionic penis.
Oh. Hey.
When I looked
at this stage,
Chevrolet.
They're very happy with how things are going.
All of a sudden, it was just out of nowhere.
Well, there'll be a holder for that. It's a very versatile car.
Well, the cabin's only just big enough. I love this vehicle.
Put it in the back.
We're going to miss it.
We love it first sight. Do you know what?
And we want to thank you
we
for
will
making
see
us
you
proud.
Again.
We will.
HSV Chevrolet.
We'll see Silverado. You again. You've
we'll
made us proud Australians.
We'll
thank you.
We'll see you climbing the mountains.
Yeah.
We'll see you crossing the fjords. We'll see you snaking through the deserts. We'll see you at big city openings.
Mm. Towing boats, towing caravans, towing
wherever
houses.
You go, you will know.
Towing
little,
small
little
countries.
Piece of Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's all in the back of that massive tray.
Well done.
On behalf of Kennedy Malloy, we say and salute you, the wonderful HSV Silverado Chevrolet.
King of the world!
Farewell, my friend. Farewell. Godspeed.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the week.
We've got time to go round the ground. Sure. We love the big brown land. We go to all points, all corners, and we love it. We're very proud to be able to do that. So we like to finish the week by giving you something in your neck of the woods that might be worth seeing over the weekend. I'll start Sydney.
This is one of my favourite festivals of my life, of the year.
Vivid Sydney.
Unbelievable.
It kicks off tonight, the world's largest festival of light, music and ideas. Now, Sydney is a beautiful, drop-dead, gorgeous, world-class city. When you light that thing up, bang, it goes on.
And it goes for 3 weeks, so don't worry if you can't get out and have a look. 3 weeks it's on. Watch out for all the iconic places like the Opera House and the Bridge and, you know, it's
Cure are going to play.
I'm what? That's now. Right. That's right. Remember?
The music programming, classic.
Oh, well, let's go. We'll be up there.
Jesus.
I know.
I'll be there for that.
That's unbelievable.
All right, I'm going to head.
Are we going to that?
We should.
I think we are.
Me too.
Let's coincide.
All right.
Done.
Hey, let's go to Adelaide. The Dream Big Children's Festival 2019. Now, this is another iconic biennial arts festival, and it's for schools and families, and it's inventive, imaginative, inspiring arts experiences.
Yep.
2 million South Australian children have been involved since its inception, so that's a big
one. The great state of South Australia.
Brilliant.
Melbourne.
What's happening in Melbourne?
I am going to be there for this game.
This is a very important one.
It's Dreamtime at the G. It's one of the biggest games on the AFL fixture. Mm. It involves Essendon and Richmond, my team.
Yep.
There's two rounds of AFL football I love.
Yeah.
There's Anzac round and then the Indigenous round. And this particular game, under lights with a pre-gap match ceremony, they turn all the lights off at the G. And when they turn the lights off, it's a particularly moving experience.
It is. Spiritual,
and
isn't it?
I, for one, with about 85,000 others, will be in attendance to celebrate the great contribution of our Indigenous brothers and sisters to the great game and to this country. And
Yirrumal will be doing the pre-game celebration of Treaty, which will be brilliant as well. All right, I'm going to go to Perth now.
What's happening in Perth?
Oh, my God. Strap yourselves in. It's the Women's Wrestling Weekender. It's the first ever all-female wrestling event in WA.
Oh,
and it's the longest-running women's tournament in all of Australia wrestling. So go along and see that. Go to tickets for www.ecwid.com for tickets. Tonight and tomorrow night, check out those awesome, outstanding women.
I'm going to Hobart.
Yeah.
Go.
And I tell you what, I may drop in to witness this performance. Dad's Army.
You're kidding.
He's on at the theatre.
Directed
by Roger Chevalier.
Yes.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler? It's the classic BBC television comedy series.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's at the Playhouse Theatre in Hobart.
Don't miss that
chock-a-block one. Chock-a-block with a laugh.
All right, let's go to Brisbane. Thundermentals and the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. Thundermentals, acclaimed Australian hip-hop trio Thundermentals. They're going to stage a special one-off show with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra at the Tivoli. Now, these are crazy events when you've got the big, full symphony orchestra and an out-there band. It's reimagining a acclaimed new album, I Love Songs. That's at the Tivoli Theatre, beautiful theatre in Brisbane. Go to qso.com.au for tickets.
Hello, Newcastle.
Oh, we love Newcastle.
There is a comedy festival in full swing as we speak. It's got all the best gear. I know quite a few comedians are up there. Get on board, grab your mates, get giggling. It's going to be great. Go to newycomedyfestival.com.
Yep.
For more details.
Brilliant, and let's go.
Come on.
We'll go to another regional place.
The National, the theatre up there, I've played it. It's unbelievable.
Be awesome. Let's go to Bendigo. That's in regional Victoria.
We picked one of our regionals each
week. We did. And Tudors to Windsors. Oh, you'd like this. The British Royal Portraits. It's a whole bunch of the Royal Family portraits. I'm seeing one now of Will and Harry, and they look stunning. But if you want to go and visit the exhibition, you'll love it. The best of British at bendigotourism.com for tickets. And next week on our show, can I tell you who's coming in?
Sure.
Glenn Robbins, Limo, Grant Denyer, Dave Thornton, Denise Scott and Charlie Pickering. How's that?
Are you on Sunday?
Not this Sunday. It's coming.
Have a great weekend.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.